B1049, it is a Friday morning time for our Pet of the Week, and Dolores from the Humane Society of Portage County is on the phone line. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. It's a Friday. You got to do good, yeah. Right?
Yes, best day of the week almost.
It sure
really
is, and we'll make it even better if we can adopt a kitten or a cat here.
Yeah, really. You know, and we do have, you and I were talking, this, his name is Hemi, H-E-M-I. He's a very young adult male, just over a year, kind of, you know, between a year and 2 years.
Oh, so he's young.
He's very young, you know, and just unusual markings on him, so unusual. He's a domestic short hair, kind of a tabby, but yet he's got this brown body kind of thing, you know, but his tail is definitely a gray and black tabby striped, and so is his head. And
yeah, and I see, and just, his front legs are a little bit too, so it's
I know.
Really cute, though.
Really, really cute. Don't know what the parents were, but boy, he's really a cutie pie, you know, and his personality goes along with it too.
Oh.
He's got a wonderful personality, very, very friendly. You know, we're having a ball with him. We really are at the shelter, but he needs to find a good home.
Oh, sure.
Too. So we're hoping that, you know, with his TV, his picture on the radio, you know, on your
website,
network, yeah, and everything, you know, yeah, on the Facebook and talking about him and everything too. Hopefully he can find his forever home. He's, like I said, he's just a wonderful boy. He's already neutered, up to date with all his vaccinations, and he has that microchip.
So he's ready to go. Yeah.
He's so ready to go. Absolutely. Yeah. So if anybody's interested, you know, everything is on appointment only, which works out wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful. You know, either call us or better yet, email us if you can. And we will get you in for an appointment to see Hemi. But then again, you might have another guy like Alvin might come in your lap and say, no, you're going home, you know, with me. So it is kind of funny. It is kind of funny. We see that all the time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because we do have so many really wonderful, wonderful cats to be adopted at the shelter.
And you mentioned that, so I would imagine you're still in need of food and donations?
We really are, because it is kitten season on top of it. So, you know what we really need, if you're out and about, the Royal Canin Mama and Baby dry food.
Hmm.
It's a specific type that, you know, really works so well for the mamas and the baby kittens. It's got really high protein. So we're in desperate need of that. And any other kind of cat food, definitely the Iams and the Purina One are other cat foods that we really need. So if anybody is so willing to donate, that'd be wonderful. We have a drop box at the front of the shelter, so you don't even have to worry about it. You can drive up, put it in the drop box, and it's all ready to go.
All right. You make it easy that way. That is good.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, before I let you go, one more time, our pet of the week is?
Hemi, a gorgeous, gorgeous boy. Somebody you really got to see.
All right. Well, thank you, Dolores. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday for our pet tip.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, TK, and thank you, Muzzy Broadcasting.